We're doing Gemara Brachot. We're up to two dots. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braiser from the Academy of Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Zok Riyat Shema, Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. This is the Shema that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi used to say. Amar Lei Rav Le Rabbi Chiya, Lo Chazina Nei Le Rabbi, Dimkabel Alei Malchut Shamayin. So Rav was he was a relative of Rav Chiya's. It was his nephew, I think, and they both studied under Rebbe. He said, I don't get it. We've been sitting in class for 6 hours now, from before Alos HaShachar till Sof Zman Kriya Shema, till past Nates, and I saw Nates past, I saw Zman Kriya Shema past. I didn't see Rebbe saying Shema. Amar Lei, so Rav Chiya said to Rav, Bar Pachte, son of giants. B'sha'ash ma'avir yadav al panav mekabel alav ol malchut shamayim. You didn't notice, but there's a moment where he passes his hand over his face, and at that moment, you think he's just wiping down his face. He's really saying Shema. He doesn't want to distract the students, so he doesn't make a whole ruckus. The students would each slip out to the back in the middle of class and go and say their Shema. But he'd make believe it was like passing his hand over his face, and from here we have a source for this custom that we put our hands on our face as we say Shema.
This is the source we say.
Well, the source is this is part of the source, meaning one of the reasons we put our hands over our eyes is not to be distracted. Another reason is because people move their eyes in the directions that they think. We said last time that you think in your mind as you say Hashem Echad, that Hashem is singular, up above, down below, in all directions. So people move their eyes in those directions as they think it. If you'd be sitting here reading Shema and suddenly you see the guy opposite you doing this, it would cause a lot of distraction around here, right? So people cover their eyes. There are Kabbalistic reasons, but technically the idea is to focus on what we're saying.
Is it in halacha for covering the eyes? Where is it?
And the Gruf, if I'm not mistaken, brings this as the source.
We should move the eyes.
Moving the eyes is also brought. Yeah, I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying that that's quoted. Yeah.
So because he doesn't want to distract the students, we learn that we shouldn't distract everyone.
But we also, right? Well, the main reason we cover our eyes is so we can focus better. So, okay, so Rebbe is sitting in the middle of class, comes the time to say Shema, so he puts his hands over his eyes and he says it, fine. But Chozer v'gumra, or he no Chozer v'gumra. After Shir, does Rebbe fill in and finish the rest of Shema or not? Bar Kafra omer, he no Chozer v'gumra. Bar Kafra says he doesn't. Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, Rebbe's own son, omer, Chozer v'gumra. Yes, he does. Amale Bar Kafra l'Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, Bishnem ale didi damina, he no Chozer v'gumra. Bar Kafra said to Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, according to the way I saw what Rebbe was doing in Shir, and I don't think he used to say Shema afterwards. That's why Rebbe, every morning when his class would run like that, comes time for Kriya Shema, he tried to bring a quote that has some way of interjecting Yetzias Mitzrayim into his teaching. So that way he was Yotze, the rabbinic institution of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning. But according to the way you saw, you say that when class was over, he'd say Shema, and he still had time before Sof Zman Kriya Shema. So then, lama leila adure? Why was he careful every morning to try to stick in Yetzias Mitzrayim somehow into the shir at that time, according to you? So he answered him, kedei laskir Yetzias Mitzrayim bizmana. He said, hey, you're right. Technically, he was Yotze later. But being that the rabbis instituted to say it, and this is really the proper time to say it, b'diavad he could say it later, and for the sake of the shir, he did that b'diavad on those mornings.
Is it mitzvah rabbanan to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim?
In Shema, all it says is every day and every night. It doesn't technically say you have to say Shema every morning. The Rabbanan instituted it together with Shema. It says Yomim and Leilos about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be in the first 3 hours of the day. Kriya Shema has to be B'shach Kov Kumecha. Kriya Shema Kol Yomei Chayecha. Yomei Chayecha Yomim Kol Yomei Chayecha Leilot. People sometimes think if they miss the man Kriya Shema,
that's not the reason.
Why not?
Kol Yomei Chayecha. He learned the Lama Zera Lama Ba. But we learned that he's not according to the first opinion. It's not Yom Ha'alot.
Okay, so we'll check. I think we'll check.
some people, when they miss Kriyat Shema, they think that they cannot say...
Right, and they have to know that they have to say this. According to Machon Avraham, women are also chayiv in this parsha. Okay, at any rate, so nonetheless, he wanted to fulfill, at least to say it at the right time. That much he did want to do. Okay, pick up here tomorrow.